It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. It is a Thursday evening, far and wide. On Thursdays, we wear the Bartometer at 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 Pacific. The Bartometer, a machine that I have built. There's a lot of these new AI models coming out. I don't know how they operate. Mine is a machine. You know those like old speakers that your parents might have had attached to their TV and they thought it was like the coolest sound system in the world? It's about that size. We're not fitting this in the pocket here. It does the job, and it's done many a jobs, and we've been using it quite a bit since its debut last January. What I do is I ask it a question, and through all of its artificial and bartificial intelligence, it provides us with the answer. We use it to come up with lists and settle debates. It's been very, very lucrative for us. Sponsor and naming rights now available. The Bartometer is here. I am here. You are here. So without further ado, let's fire up the Bartometer.
There are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
It's the Bartometer Fun with Audio Edition. The Bartometer has some audio to play for you so that we can take you back to each of these moments. I asked the Bartometer tonight, Bartometer, give us the eight wildest draft night things. What's the better word for that? The eight wildest draft night scenarios that have happened in the NFL draft in response to Shedeur Sanders falling as he did all the way to the fifth round in this year's draft. So coming in at number eight, we're going to take you to April 24th, 1994. It's the 1994 NFL Draft. This is on the list because this is kind of what made the NFL Draft a viable TV product. It was something that was televised, similar how the MLB and NHL drafts are televised, but we're not watching it the same way as the NFL Draft. We used to watch the NFL Draft in that way. But ESPN really put a lot of effort into it, and they put a lot of backing behind this guy that would really pop up only once every year, and that was Mel Kiper Jr. And Mel Kiper Jr. was very critical of the Colts general manager at the time, Bill Tobin, because he didn't like the first-round picks that they had selected. Tobin had signed Jim Harbaugh in the draft. Kiper thought they needed a quarterback in the draft. Instead, they took Marshall Faulk and Trev Alberts, and Kiper was upset about it. And when Bill Tobin was interviewed about it, well, he was upset about Kiper. This audio, ESPN.
Indianapolis has selected Trev Alberts, linebacker from Nebraska.
You got a problem with this move?
I think it's a typical Colt move. I mean, here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback to pass up a Trent Dilfer when all you have is Jim Harbaugh. Give me a break. That's why the Colts are picking second every year in the draft, not battling for the Super Bowl like other clubs in the National Football League.
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way? I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. We don't have to take anybody that Mel Kiper says we have to take. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
Well, Chris, I'll tell you, I'm secure in my position. Obviously, Bill Tobin is not very secure in his position to have a response like that.
And we will win regardless of what Mel Kiper says.
That's why the Colts are the laughing stock of the league year in and year out.
April 24th, 1994, a day that will live in infamy.
Hard to exactly know who won that battle, as the Colts did get to an AFC Championship game with Harbaugh, but then they fell to 3-13 in 1997, and then he was fired, and then they drafted Peyton Manning. So eventually it worked out for the Colts. Took a while, plus Marshall Faulk was pretty good. Running back Trent Dilfer also did win a Super Bowl in a different setting, that coming in at number 8. Wild draft day moments of the last 40 years at number 7. There's a couple of times this has happened. Bo Jackson not wanting to go to Tampa Bay. John Elway not wanting to go play for the Colts. But Eli Manning in 2000 and... what year was this? 2004. Eli Manning told the Chargers not to draft me. And then the Chargers drafted Eli anyway. So the Giants had to scramble, eventually took Phillip Rivers, found a way to make the swap. This happened in 2004 as the Bartometer, a little slow on that, Bartometer. What's the deal? This via ESPN.
Why don't you want to play for the Chargers?
You know, we're not really giving details right now. We just, we've made our decision, and that's what we're sticking to.
San Diego Chargers select Eli Manning, quarterback, Mississippi.
You see now, he's getting built all over the country.
But now Eli is a villain.
The Giants confirmed to us from their draft room that if Phillip Rivers was sitting at number 4, there would be discussions with the San Diego Chargers that the Giants would take Rivers and then swap quarterbacks with the Chargers.
The New York Giants select Phillip Rivers, quarterback, North Carolina State.
What are the teams telling you?
Well, I hadn't gotten a call yet from anybody. I'm just excited, you know, as of right now, to be a Giant.
The San Diego Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks, Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers.
At number 6, crazy draft moments of the last 40 years. ESPN on the broadcast. This was a selection that the Raiders had in the first round in 2000.
With the 17th choice in the NFL Draft 2000, the Oakland Raiders select Sebastian Janikowski, kicker, Florida State.
Sebastian Janikowski, the Polish powder keg, the kick gift from Florida State.
Now, he was not the first kicker to ever be taken in the first round. Steve Little, pick number 15 in 78. Charlie Gogolak, pick number 6 in 1966. Janikowski had a nice career, but he was also a kicker, and you took him in the first round. I remember being stunned that that was even a possibility. Kickers have been taken in the second in the past, but really that's been the highest that a kicker's been taken in the last 25 years. You may have the question, so I'll tell you, two punters have been taken in the first round. Ray Guy, who was a Hall of Famer, was taken in the first round, also by Oakland 27 years prior, and Russell Erksleben was taken by the Saints in 1979 with pick 11. So that's sort of insane, that coming in at number 6. At number 5. Ooh. Now, there's a lot of these where you're expecting a guy to go and he doesn't go when you expect, or there's a lot where you expect a guy not to go, but then he goes higher. Brady Quinn slid more than we thought he would. Kyle Brady got taken over Warren Sapp. Jets fans mad they were there at Radio City. Bears move up to 2 to trade Trubisky. Michael Penix even last year. Tim Tebow. But the one that had the most impact and the one that was pretty shocking, especially when it was a guy that wanted to be drafted by his hometown team, happened in 2005. Once again, ESPN following the Alex Smith, Aaron Rodgers saga.
Well, is it Alex Smith? Well, is it Aaron Rodgers? We'll see. Number one pick in the 2005 draft. The commissioner has the card.
The San Francisco 49ers select Alex Smith.
I thought he was the best quarterback in this draft, slightly over Aaron Rodgers, and that's the direction, knowing the quarterback need the way it was, that they had to go.
And I look at him and I see a polished college quarterback that projects well the National Football League. A lot of people did not have Aaron Rodgers as a top 10 quarterback.
Ronnie Brown, Braylon Edwards, Cedric Benson, Troy Williamson, Mike Williams, Jamal Brown, Thomas Davis, Travis Johnson.
We have Aaron Rodgers, still a quarterback waiting to happen.
A couple of weeks ago, Aaron, you were the clear-cut number one. What's changed over that time?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you.
There really isn't another team in that top 15 that is enamored with Aaron, and that's why he's still sitting. That does not mean he's not going to be a terrific quarterback down the road.
Pick him! Let's go!
Aaron. With the 24th selection in the 2005 NFL draft, the Green Bay Packers select Aaron Rodgers, quarterback from California.
There you go!
At number four, biggest draft day shockers of the last 40 years. At number four, this is Laremy Tunsil, offensive lineman, who was eventually taken by the Miami Dolphins. And he was supposed to be a top 10 pick. He was supposed to be a top 5 pick. And this is like the first real viral draft moment, because as he was waiting to hear his name, all of a sudden, there was a video posted on his Twitter showing him smoking pot while wearing a gas mask. The video was quickly deleted. People were trying to figure out if it was real or not. It was. He later said, oh, that was years ago. That, I don't think, was true. But this was a draft that this guy was projected to go at a certain spot, and just because of a video that came out as the draft was happening, he began to slide down the board. Here's how it played out in 2016 via the NFL Network.
With the 13th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Laremy Tunsil, tackle, Ole Miss.
There we go. So we've had the conversation. And while I was listening to our outside set, I felt a little bad about what I said earlier about jumping all over the kid and having no empathy for him. I do have empathy, especially if it was taken a long time ago. However, I hope the kid learned a lesson. And it was going to be a painful and an expensive lesson. But I hope the young man learned a lesson, gets to Miami, and fulfills the enormous potential that he has. He's going to be under amazing scrutiny from day one.
Look, I saw the video. It does not look 5 years old. I'll be very honest with you. And I understand that there's going to be some spin here said about this young man whose Twitter account has been suspended right now as it currently stands. But he's going to get an opportunity, and the Dolphins are going to have to put whatever controls on him or eyes on him.
Now, his career turned out to be pretty good, and it is still ongoing. He was with the Dolphins for a couple of years, got traded to the Texans, has signed massive deals, has made a lot of money, has been a five-time Pro Bowler, if that's your thing. He made the all-rookie team. By the way, he's now with the Washington Commanders. At number three,
mm-hmm.
biggest draft day shockers. This is where the Bartometer is going to slot Shedeur Sanders falling to the fifth round. Now, Aaron Rodgers fell. There were other guys that fell. But most of these guys that fell were still drafted, and they were in the green room on night one. Shedeur Sanders didn't just fall to round three. He fell to day three and then was taken by a team that had already taken a quarterback. And when he wasn't selected by the Browns or the Giants or the Saints or the Steelers, there was a team in the Giants that traded back in to select a quarterback that was not Shedeur Sanders. And here is how it played out on the Infinity Sports Network.
And I would imagine you move back into the first round. You really want somebody. Do they really want a quarterback? Do the Giants really want Shedeur? Do they really want Jackson Dart? We're waiting on the New York Giants selection. Bart, who do you think they're going to roll with? What do you think they're going to do?
It's got to be Shedeur, right? If it's not.
Well, the New York
does
Giants.
Anybody, if it's not, does anybody else trade up for Shedeur? If it's not?
No.
Or is he going tomorrow?
Let's go to the podium.
The Houston Texans have traded the 25th pick to the New York Giants. With the 25th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the New York Giants select Jackson Dart.
Oh, boy. Jackson Dart goes at number 25 to the New York Giants. Shedeur Sanders is still standing in that that party down in Texas.
By the way, the full first-round reaction still available on YouTube and on the Odyssey platform via the Infinity Sports Network. Shedeur Sanders now with the Cleveland Browns. We'll see how that one plays out. At number two, biggest draft day shockers of the last 40 years. Mike Ditka, the head coach of the New York Saints at the time, and said, you know what? I would trade my whole draft for Ricky Williams. And people are like, yeah, okay. And then he did. They had the 12th pick. He moved up to five. They traded every single pick they had. A first, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh to Washington. They also gave them the following year's first and third round picks. The type of haul on draft day we've never seen and we'll never see again. Here's how it played out, ESPN.
There has been a trade involving this fifth pick in the draft. The New Orleans Saints are now on the clock.
Is this too much to pay for a player of this sort?
I don't think so. When you're talking about the number one rated player in the draft, I don't think any price is too high to pay.
I think it's a lot to give up. I really do.
What was the reaction in your room when James was passed and you knew you had a deal in place with the Redskins?
It was pretty calm, except for me.
The New Orleans Saints select Ricky Williams, running back, University of Texas.
Did you just text me?
I did.
What did you text me?
What coach? What team did Mike Ditka coach for?
The New York Saints, like I said. Mike Ditka, the head coach of the New York Saints. Oh, you cut that quickly? Jeez.
I am a wizard.
I was going to say. So congratulations, first of all, to Carlos Ortiz. He is the winner of tonight's purposeful mistake that I make. I make one purposeful mistake every night to see if you guys catch it. So that Mike Ditka, the head coach of the New York Saints. So good job for you. You must feel good about that. And thank you. And then at number one, the biggest draft surprise of the last 40 years. Look, some of these guys traded picks. Some of these guys were drafted lower than they should have been. Some of these guys were drafted higher than they should have been. Some of these moments were made for TV. But we have never seen what we saw in 2003 when the New York Vikings, when the Minnesota Vikings missed their pick twice. Here's how it played out, ESPN.
Well, Danny, the clock is winding down on the Vikings. What's going on here?
You gotta like seven players. There's seven players in all of America that you can pick.
There goes
Minnesota
Jackson.
Vikings have had to have turned one in. Here it
what?
Is. You can't pass. Jacksonville's on the clock. Who do they take, Mel?
Well, I think you look at Byron Leftwich and Marcus Truth.
Too late because
they
the Vikings, they can turn the pick at any time.
Maybe doesn't there's an explanation, but we went through this scenario
there is
last year.
The second year in a row. Yes. Say
Jacksonville's
say
on the clock. Turn your pick in.
The card is in, but whose card?
Whose card?
Whose card? The suspense is killing us.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Byron Leftwich, quarterback from Marshall.
You know, all right. First of all, to Minnesota for a moment. Minnesota can run up at any time with their pick, but Carolina's going to beat them to the clock.
The Carolina Panthers select Jordan Gross, offensive tackle from Utah.
Well, here comes Baltimore with speed Carl Lewis-like.
Maybe Minnesota beat Baltimore, though.
Let's see. Or is it Minnesota? What are they doing?
With the ninth selection in the 2003 NFL draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Kevin Williams.
Okay. Well, they got their guy, Boomer. I mean, that's the most important thing.
I guess. I never say anything like this. This is great.
Now, apparently, the story is the team was instructed by ownership to trade down and still get their guy in Williams. So they still got their guy, but that's what they're telling us. Also, they missed their pick twice. That's unbelievable. So as much as all these other things that happen, missing your pick, the Bartometer says, the most shocking of the last 40 years. Bartometer, thank you for your services. You may shut down for the night. And I think there's some on this order that maybe were more impactful one way or the other. But, Carlos, I mean, you missed your pick. I don't know how that's not number one.
Yeah, that has to be number one. Now, supposedly, I vaguely remember this. I think they had a trade with the Ravens. But they just, for whatever reason, it fell through or it didn't get in officially. So Minnesota was just like, well, what do we do? They were supposed to get, I think, a fifth round and a sixth round back. Like, it wasn't supposed to be much, but Baltimore was going to trade up, and then it never happened. So then if you're Carolina and you're Jacksonville, we're like, well, we know who we want. It was an oddball, very thing. And that's actually the first NFL draft that I remember. And that's the memory that stuck out with me.
Well, even if you watch nine before that, and you may not have even known it, but when you watch that, that is going to be something that you remember. So the most shocking draft moments of the last 40 years, let's say, according to the Bartometer, eight was Mel Kiper being called out by a general manager, which is sort of an honorable mention, but it did put this thing on the map as a television product. The Eli fiasco at number seven, the Raiders taking Janikowski at six, Rodgers falling at five, Laremy Tunsil's gas mask video at four, the Shedeur Sanders slide is three, Saints trading for Ricky Williams, the New Orleans Saints trading for Ricky Williams at two, and the Vikings missed their pick twice in 2003 at number one. That is the Bartometer, which is moving to Tuesdays on September 2nd. We'll be back 8 at 8, 7, 10 for ISN. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. Wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Bartometer stored up. Remember, it is moving to Tuesdays. That's right. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, bear with me, 5, 6, 7, 8... 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 17 and a half weeks away from the move. Okay? So everybody, I mean, it's been a Thursday staple for a year and a half. There's an old adage, or at least something that I've heard enough to believe is true, is if you break up with somebody, it takes you, however long you were with them, it takes you at least half the time to get over them.
Are you serious?
I am. So if you were with someone for 6 years, you can't truly get over that person for 3 years.
Wow.
I know. So with the Bartometer being in this time slot for, you know, 12, 13 months, we think it's only right to give you 5-6 months to prepare for the move.
So, okay.
Tuesday, September 2nd, will be the first Tuesday edition of the Bardo Meter. NBA seeing a good one right now at halftime. Clippers, 58. Nuggets, 57. And this followed up what was a pretty good game between the Pistons and the Knicks. Pistons up 7 points. With 2.5 to go, not as bad as my Bucks being up 7 points with 38 seconds to go the other night. Unfathomable. But Detroit did not win. The Knicks clawed their way back. Jalen Brunson had 40, including a three with 4.3 seconds to go, which proved to be the game winner. And the Knicks are moving on to face the Boston Celtics. This comes after last night's action, where we saw the Rockets extend the series against the Warriors, and then the Lakers bow out in five to the Timberwolves. So we've still got two series that need to go final. Nuggets-Clippers could. Winner plays the Thunder. Warriors-Rockets could tomorrow. Winner plays the Timberwolves. On the eastern side, it's the one-seeded Cavs against the fourth-seeded Pacers. And then the Celtics and Knicks, the 2 and 3, to battle it out in what should surely be a very contentious second-round affair. 888-710-4ISN. Johnny is in Atlanta. You want to talk some hoops?
Yeah, we'll talk about some hoops real quick. Y'all, how can y'all applaud Devin Booker for going at Steph Curry's hand, but then y'all frown at the Pacers and say, oh, y'all just beat up on a hurt Book? That's the same thing. They just beating up on the Bucks. They play who was in front of them. And then
No. What okay. All right. So the Dylan Brooks soundbite we played earlier was they asked him, "Are you attacking his hand?" And he said, "I'm attacking Steph Curry's hand." Yes. The Pacers act like they won the NBA championship when they beat a team that guys just fall to pieces on their own accord. Those are different things.
They didn't act like they won a championship. They just say they act like they going to the second round.
Do you not agree? The Pacers, they do a lot of talking when they're winning, and not so much when they are losing.
Every team does that, and then
yeah, but not like this.
Okay. And then y'all talk about how clutch. Brunson was, but yeah, that play that Tyrese Halliburton, that was very clutch. He had one of the best defenders in front of him. and he took him to the basket and finished. That was a clutch play right there. I agree with
Nobody's not. Why are we talking Pacers all night? Nobody's saying Tyrese wasn't clutch.
I'm just saying. I'm just giving up another thing. And then, another thing, I don't want to hear Greg from Michigan say anything about LaBrizzi or whatever, the GOAT, because this guy was terrible. 3 points in the fourth quarter? Come on, man. He's no more LaBrizzi, Greg. He's LeBron. Gonna need to be old. And last thing, you saw the ESPN put about the trade for Stephen Castle and 4 picks to the Bucks for Giannis. They need to let that happen. They need to let it happen and bring in Walker Kessel with them. The Bucks will be back at action in the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I've seen plenty of mocked trades already. Johnny, thanks for the call. I don't want to look at any of them. If you're going to trade them, trade them. If you're not, don't. I don't want to see the sausage be made here. Because on one hand, I've seen mock trades for Giannis for the last 8 years. Before any, this is what I want. Okay, this is what I want. Then maybe I'll play the game a little more. But this is what I want. Because this is the real first time that I think there is a chance that the Milwaukee Bucks trade Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think this is the first time there's a chance. There's a first time that they might be interested in moving on to replenish their team. There's the first time that Giannis may be interested in moving on to be in a better spot to win a title. I know what you guys see is, you know, the same 5 talking heads that watch maybe 5 basketball teams all year photoshopping Giannis into different jerseys. But what I see following Milwaukee Bucks basketball, being in Milwaukee, is a guy who 99.9% of the things he says is basically just another way to say, I don't want to leave. Stop asking me. I still think that it's more likely the Bucks and Giannis want to do this together. That maybe Giannis invites the challenge when now everybody's counting him out. I'm not going to downplay when I see him out in public how comfortable his family seems to be and unbothered they are. He can, like, be a top 3 basketball player in the world and then run around town and do dad errands without being mobbed. He can do that for the most part. People see Giannis on the street. They might take a picture. They might roll down their window and say, hey, Giannis. But Giannis is comfortable being seen on the street because of the respect level that the community he's been a part of for 12 years gives him. Do you want to give that up when you have 4 children to go to a new city? I don't know. I think there's personal stuff here. I think there's basketball stuff here. But admittedly, this is the most likely time that there could ever be a trade. Here's what I want that I will not get. This is a problem that I have. I'm trying to grapple with this. Is that I can control my behavior. I can't control anybody else's. But I really, really want to control everybody else's. I really want everybody, before they engage in this summer's Giannis trade talk, to admit that they've been wasting their time for the last 8 years. They don't need to admit nefarious reasons or anything like that. Just admit to me that you've wasted your time and everyone else's. Just admit that. That's what I want. And then, if he doesn't get traded, I'm going to need you to go ahead and never bring it up again. Because you've wasted a lot of people's time. This is the time. If it doesn't happen now, you'd be back to wasting time. This is the time to have realistic, reasonable discussions about what is best for Giannis and what is best for the Milwaukee Bucks. Stop trying to break up a marriage. And if they go through this rough patch, stop calling after midnight, okay? Can we do that? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Eager to see how this Clippers and Nuggets game plays out. We'll continue to recap this year's draft, see where some of the best picks were, not just in terms of value, but which teams got guys that are going to contribute right away. Take a look at that and more coming up on the Bart Winkler Show. Let's get an update now from Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside. These end up being the, with full disclosure, these end up being the hardest days for me to work.
I call those weekdays.
So what's different? What's different about today? Because sports is the thing that I'm usually immersed in the most, right? I'm watching games. I'm reading articles. I'm watching shows, documentaries, setting fantasy lineups. My conversations with friends are pretty much sports-based. So when there's something else that I'm more interested in that day, then it's, you know, it's just harder for me to be sports focused, because you might be here because you're thinking about sports and want to hear about sports. And so I'm here. But all I'm thinking about is this Thunderbolts movie I saw today and how much I just want to watch podcasts and YouTube videos about Marvel right now.
I hate you so much because that's going to be me on Saturday. Like, I'm not there yet. I need to start taking off when Marvel drops a movie, or at the very make my wife take off, because I need to see it on release day. I hate ducking my phone, and I'm gonna have to duck it for the rest of the day. I'm gonna have to duck it all day tomorrow, and pretty much all day Saturday, because I don't watch it until 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, you know, I used to, so working nights, it's like, okay, I'll go to the movie during the day, and technically the release day is Friday. But now, for whatever reason, they start releasing it a day earlier. So I saw it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I have to see the first showing. I have to, because I don't want to get anything spoiled. And things still kind of get spoiled a little bit. But I did a pretty good job on this one.
I'm doing a great job right now.
Yeah, well, I didn't tell you yet, but there's a Superman-Batman crossover in this movie.
Ah!
They cross over Marvel and DC. It's wild.
I don't want to hear anything, even fake news. No, stop.
Yeah. Superman's actually Dr. Doom.
I don't care. I know that's not true. I'm just getting flustered because I want it to be Saturday already.
So you want to take off so you can see the movie. I might need to take off just to decompress, because all I'm thinking about is Marvel.
Yeah, listen, it's two separate roads, but we're getting to the same place. Mm-hmm. I can go see it by myself, no problem, but then I don't have my wife there. And what's the point of watching the movies that I really want to watch without my favorite person there? Is something that she would love for me to say consistently. It's just really more, I don't want to act like I didn't see it without her, you know? She'll know.
Yeah, well, thankfully, my wife has no interest.
Neither does mine. She just wants to be there. And because I've made her watch all of the MCU movies, we've basically been together as long as the MCU has existed.
Wow.
And, like, you know, we almost have to. She knows when Marvel's dropping a new movie, well, I got to be there.
Well, you'll like it. It's good.
I can't wait. I just wish it was Saturday right now. And that's why tonight's show is pretty hard. We need you to call. 888-710. See, we had the same thought process. Maybe you should finish your phone number.
Sure. 888-710-4476. We'll talk some Detroit Pistons as their seasons come to an end. We'll hear inside that locker room. Let's go to Glenn right now in Niagara Falls. What's up, Glenn?
Not too much. I mean, it sounds like you've got other things on your mind tonight. I don't blame you. I'm a Marvel guy, but I haven't been to one in a long time. I'm 58, but you just talked me into it, brother. I got to go now.
But got to go. It's a good movie in and of itself, which is, I think, a nice selling point for Marvel.
I got to go, but do you listen to the sports updates? I'm sure you're taking a break then. But did you hear that little Toronto drop? That is Joe Bowen. That guy is, I mean, he's an icon up here, man. That guy is something else, the way he calls the games. And gets a tad excited when the Leafs score. So that was a nice little snippet you guys added there. Appreciate that. But Joe Bowen, what a game caller he is. Listen, I called in. I am an Uber driver, and I was listening to the beginning of your the Bartometer list, and I did get a client right when you were going down the list. I wasn't sure if this one was on the list, so I had to call in and find out, and I heard it was not. And to me, one of the biggest ones, and we actually talked about this the other night, but for a different reason, but when Rocket Ismail, the projected number one pick, all of a sudden signed with the CFL, would that not be a major deal for draft day? To me, that's a biggie.
Yeah, did that happen on draft day? How did that play out?
There was talk of it before. He was projected number one. I thought it was on draft day, 1991. Yeah, I thought it happened on draft day. And it came out that he was signing with the CFL. They obviously paid him a whack of money. But to me, that's got to be one of the biggest, draft day happenings ever. I mean, to have the number one projected pick go to the old CFL, I mean, man, that was something different.
Yeah, I think what I'll have to do, Glenn, thanks for the call. I don't think that, just thinking about it, I don't think that I've assisted the Bartometer by putting in any CFL knowledge in at all. I don't think it knows anything about the CFL at all. He signed at the last minute with Toronto. He was still taken by the Raiders with the 100th overall pick and then had his rights, eventually went to the NFL and played with the Raiders for 3 years, then the Panthers, and then the Cowboys. He also mentioned the Maple Leafs. They do get a win in advance, so they are moving on. The Vegas Golden Knights are moving on. They beat the Wild tonight. Edmonton and the Kings are in action. Edmonton looking to move on. And the Stars and Avalanche just started the third. Dallas is up 4-3, and a win, they would move on. So things are getting settled in the NBA, and now the NHL is starting to catch up. Things getting settled there as well. Detroit Pistons fall tonight to the New York Knicks, a game they could have had. We'll go inside their locker room. And J.J. Redick, the broadcaster, what would he say about J.J. Redick, the head coach? I've got some audio to play. Coming up next on the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price, void in Florida.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving.
We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.